about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a day where there are no monsoons, at least not here. Good Lord, have we had enough rain for a while. Man, nice to see a little bit of blue sky out there. Speaking of blue sky and sunshine, let's say hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from the plateau. Watson, how are you?
That's me, George. Blue sky and sunshine.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Is that so?
Especially on Underdog Pick Day. I'm always in a great mood with that.
So, yes. In fact, I'm looking at the standings.
Looking at the standings?
We got a little extra music there, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought it might be for me.
It might be later. Do we have taps anywhere? Maybe that's what we need to play. Watson, you know what? I'm going to take a really positive attitude today on the show.
Oh, my gracious. What, are you on pills or what's up?
No. That's ugly. That was really uncalled for. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because let's just bring him up. I am very...
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's SOLTEA.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
If you all had heard a phone conversation between me and Watson Brown about 12 days ago, I was really worried about this guy. And I told Watson, I said, by the end of the day, this guy is going to be in the hospital. And that's exactly what did happen. Terry McCormick has had an amazing comeback. And he joins us by phone. Terry, we are thrilled.
As am I, George. As am I. Today marked the first time I was able to make it back out to Titans practice for the first time since being stricken. So a red letter day.
What was that like for you?
Very nice. Very nice. It, you know, a lot of people wished me well, and I certainly appreciated that, and you know, including Mike Vrabel. It felt really good just to be kind of back out and things sort of be normal for a little bit.
Terry, what exactly, you know, I don't want to act like a doctor here. What is your condition right now?
Well, I guess I'm just recovering. I have a doctor's appointment in the morning to kind of get a checkup and see exactly where I'm at. But, you know, I'm fully breathing on my own, don't need any oxygen. And, you know, I'm sleeping through the night fairly well. And, you know, I feel really encouraged by all that's going on. Really blessed.
Absolutely. Do you let the doctors know about the Underdog picks?
Probably not. She probably doesn't care.
Okay. But, I mean, on your deathbed, that seemed to be priority one, which really bothered me, as you know.
Well, we all have to have things that keep us motivated during these times, you know. and the Underdog picks, you know, especially with two wins early on, serve to do that.
So you're motivated by the Underdog picks. Watson, at this point, where would you be in the motivation stuff?
I'd say it's putting me on the deathbed. So. I may be the next one in line here.
Oh, man.
Life support, man.
Yeah.
I don't breathe either, Terry. I'm not making light of your situation because, my man, I was scared to death for you and praying for you. And so glad you're Terry again. But
Well, I appreciate it. It was
tough, huh? Someday we're going to go to lunch and you're going to tell me, but that had to be tough on you.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And by the way, as far also aiding in the recovery process. I may or may not have gone on eBay and bought myself a Mickey Mantle card.
I had 21 of them things and lost them. Oh. 21 Mickey Mantle cards.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I've got this right. While you're in the hospital, you know, while we're all out there praying, I mean, we were having vigils for you. And all you were worried about were the damn underdog picks and buying a Mickey Mantle card?
We have to have things to occupy our mind, George. I didn't buy it from the hospital. I actually bought it while I was sick before I went to the hospital.
Well, that makes it that makes it a lot better.
He put it in his will before he went to the hospital.
Is the thing worth anything?
Oh, me.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess it depends. It's not a mint card or anything. It's not a rookie card. It's a 1966, but it's just a nice-looking card. And, you know, at one time it had a Mantle card, and it got messed up in a flood, and so I wanted to get it back.
I want you to consider giving me that in your will.
Okay. I will consider that. My gracious. You may have to fight Connor for it.
Oh, you know what? The child is not of age to accept that.
Titans news.
You know what? Is that not what we hit the sounder for?
I think it was.
What is going on out there?
Well, there was good news out there. Not just my return, which they, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a big deal. But Taylor Lewan was back on the practice field after tweaking his knee and missing Sunday's game. So that's certainly good news. Now, there were a number of guys that were not out there practicing, including Derrick Henry, Caleb Farley, Bud Dupree, Jayon Brown, Ben Jones, Roger Saffold, and Anthony Firkser. Now, of that group, the two that I would be concerned about would be Saffold, who has the shoulder injury, and Firkser, who missed Sunday's game with the knee injury. The others, I think, is probably just maintenance time and just rest time.
Okay, anything else you want to share?
Well, you know, just that, you know, the Titans are talking about how important this game is because they can really put some distance between themselves and the Colts. And, you know, a lot of times teams don't really talk about that a lot, but it was brought up, and Vrabel acknowledged that if they can somehow win this game, you know, they're basically putting themselves in the driver's seat early in this division race.
Yeah. Okay, listen, continue to get well. Consider buying a Freddie Freeman card.
I also am thinking about buying a Hank Aaron card, though, George.
You know what, Terry? If you do that, I do want that one in my will.
All right.
See ya.
All right, see ya.
Okay. Let me just say this before we go on to the update. Watson and I were really worried a couple of weeks ago, and we are both thrilled at what has happened. Can't tell you how thrilled.
George, we were scared. I mean, we really were.
Yeah. And
that's the first time I've had one that's a good friend. I've had acquaintances and people that I knew and but a friend, that's the first one I've had.
Yeah.
It got to me pretty good.
Dateline Chicago. Justin Fields will make his first career start Sunday. Andy Dalton out with a left knee injury. Watson, if he gets it done, if he cooks, doesn't Nagy have to say, look, who's kidding who? We're going with Justin Fields.
Well, that's what I think in the long run, that's what they want anyway. This, I feel for Andy because this guy, he's had so many tough things, and he really is a good guy. But this makes it it's a great way for Justin to go in because there's not really a lot of pressure. He's not been called the starter. He's taken over for the injured starter. And I don't think there'd be a better way to let him go out there for his first time.
Meanwhile, in Miami, Tua will miss Sunday's game against the Raiders because of fractured ribs. Jacoby Brissett will end up being the starter. Watson, what level of worry do you have that he is unlucky injury prone?
A lot, because it's proof's in the pudding. He's had a lot of them, and some serious ones, and he's not got that big frame anyway, George. He doesn't look like a Ben Roethlisberger or a Cam Newton, or he don't have the big frame. He's not a real big guy anyway, and I do worry about it. I hope it works out, because when he was healthy, I thought he was dadgum good, but that's not been a whole lot of his career.
Speaking of Big Ben, he says he's going to do everything he can to be available Sunday against the Bengals. The injury is a left pectoral injury. He says he doesn't know how it happened. It happened early in the game. Watson, I worry about him right now, because in the old days, yeah, he could take a lot of punishment. He probably takes as many hits as any NFL quarterback out there. But he's now kind of a sitting duck. He has no mobility.
Well, and I think he was under Bruce Arians for a while when you got to risk it to get the biscuit. So a lot of deep throws, a lot of staying in the pocket, a lot of moving around. He's taken a lot of hits through his time. And now with him not mobile, George, it scares me. It really does, because he's not one to protect himself very well. He'll sit right there and let it go, or, you know, let something be right in his face and let it go. He's one of those kind of guys, and I worry about him. And his body has taken so many shots, gosh, yeah, through his career.
Okay, now to the college level. Have you seen the story out of Northwestern?
No, I have not.
Northwestern will redevelop Ryan Field in the coming years with funds from a $480 million gift from the family of Patrick and Shirley Ryan.
Wow.
That's called the Northwestern Sugar Daddy.
Oh, buddy.
The gift will include funds for other university projects, but will serve as the lead gift for a stadium rebuild. I got a question, Watson. When I grew up, it was Dudley Field.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Dudley?
Don't know. Good question. I don't know. And I should, because I spent a whole lot of years at Dudley Field. But I do not know the answer to that. We've got to look it up and see. But that's all Northwestern's missing, George. They've got beautiful facilities other than the stadium. And now that they're going to do that, they're not going to have anything missing.
Yeah. Guess who's on the hot seat?
Which one?
Wow. Okay. So you're saying there are several out there.
We're in week four, aren't we? There's got to be hot seat dudes.
Manny Diaz is reportedly on shaky ground at the University of Miami. A report published this morning by Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, citing unnamed trustees. That's not good.
That's always wonderful.
Basically saying that they could move on from him at the end of the year. Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal would be the top target, but it would cost a lot of money. Watson, why would Cristobal leave Oregon for the mess in Miami?
He wouldn't. He wouldn't. I don't see any way. A lot of folks like to go to Miami because it's warm and it's nice and it's the living conditions and all of that, but he's not going to go there. I don't. If Manny doesn't turn it around, George, he has no chance. He has no chance to stay.
So you think it's over at the end of the year?
I'm afraid it is. His teams lose and they look really bad doing it. Very undisciplined.
Yes.
It's not pretty. And that's a tradition that don't want that, I'm telling you.
Yeah. But it didn't just start when he got there.
No. It's never just the coach. I mean, that's not a coach saying that. It's a lot of things that cause it. And all these schools should look and see at what else do they need to fix before they bring the next guy in as they do those things.
Chris Lee, after the break, to talk SEC football on the Plaster Radio Network.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help.
What we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling. The Pressure's On is on the air, reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by The Pressure's On, serving the area for 3 years with quality painting and pressure washing service, offering 15% military and 10% senior discounts. Call 931-257-8602. That's 931-257-8602. That's The Pressure's On, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening to the George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, it is time for our weekly visit with Chris Lee, Southeastern 14, although I think he's renting that number because it sure looks like it'll be Southeastern 16 before it's all over. Chris, tell people what you're up to.
Yeah, I literally just got off a video call with Corey Chavis. You guys know him as a Vanderbilt star when he was here.
Oh, I know him well.
11 years in NFL, knows the draft like nobody's business. We just did a 45-minute live video chat with Corey talking about the draft. We talked about Evan Neal, Derek Stingley Jr., like a bunch of big names in the SEC. And, of course, we talked about just football itself in the league. So, if you like SEC football and you like the draft, go to southeastern14.com. I literally have been posting this as I was on the hold with you, this video we just did with Corey, because there's a wealth of information if you love SEC football and you love the draft. I think you will get some things out of that video that you're not getting elsewhere right now. And I think if you're a big SEC fan, you'll love what we just did.
As some of you know, Corey is a color analyst for CBS Sports Network. And back when he played at Vandy, Chris, I was Vandy's announcer at the time, and I remember we had a conversation. By the way, tell Fido thanks for joining us as well.
He had to do that just as we went on the air.
I love it. But, you know, he wanted to talk to me about broadcasting. And, you know, he has gone on and done great things. Really happy for him. Very proud of him.
Yeah, and in addition to that, he is just a wonderful human being. He's generous. He's been a good friend of mine for about a decade. And, I mean, his knowledge of stuff, and I don't mean just the NFL and the draft, but he knows the NBA and MLB. And I mean, he has got an encyclopedic knowledge of sports, and he's just a gem of a human being. And this is going to be something we'll be doing on a regular basis. And, oh, by the way, if you're a Vanderbilt fan out there, we talked a lot about Chris Pierce in that podcast. He's a guy that Corey thinks is a bit of a sleeper for the draft and has been watching. So I think we've got something for fans of about half the SEC teams in that one today. And my goodness, we'll probably cover the other half next week.
Chris, let me start with Bama's close call at Florida. How much do you think that that has given other SEC schools a little bit of a wait a minute? They are gettable, not that it's going to be easy, but do you think suddenly there's a renewed feeling that they're not just totally Godzilla?
Well, I mean, I think there has to be, right? You watch that game, and it was 21-3 in a blink of an eye, and we're all thinking we know what's coming next, and then we didn't. You know, and then you've got a Georgia team out there that beat Clemson in week one, and although that's lost some luster, you know, the Bulldogs, a lot of people think, are just as talented as Alabama. And whatever questions we had about Florida, I think we answered a lot of those on Saturday just by the way the Gators played them. And you've got LSU and A&M out there. I don't know where those seasons are going, but they're very talented teams. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a super interesting season. You know, it's hard to make a lot of conclusions right now because the games themselves, it just have been more duds than games like Bama, Florida. I mean, just overmatched teams week after week. But we are through that portion of the schedule, and I think I'm about as excited about this season as I've been in a while because of those reasons. I think it has a chance to be really competitive.
Let me get ugly here for a second. Maybe I have not seen something that – I should have seen. What is the SEC waiting for to suspend some officials? Some of the embarrassments last weekend are pathetic.
Well, the one that people spent a lot of the day talking about was Mississippi State. And the more that I read into the rule book, I think the crew got that call right live. They just missed the duplicate jersey number. I mean, it's a weird play. So I was somebody who was critical of them for that. I think I'd back off a lot of what I was thinking on Saturday. No, the Penn State thing is a different matter. I mean, losing track of downs. I mean, look, I guess any of us, if we live long enough, we can make simple mistakes, but I don't know if that's going to wash with all that's at stake right now and, you know, with the fan bases in particular there. And I'm sure Auburn and Penn State fans had to be watching that game at times going, what are we watching here? I don't know. I'd like to think it's early in the season that they get this straightened out. I think, to me, you know, officiating gaffes are always part of it, but there's so much money at stake now. The league's got so much money. You would certainly hope we don't see a lot of what we saw a week ago.
Chris, I guess here's my thing. When I was a play-by-play announcer, I virtually never criticized officials in game broadcasts because it is a really hard job. And nobody in their right mind wants it. But this is not a thing of, okay, was this really pass interference? This is, you can't add to four. Not one member of that crew could add to four when Franklin is telling them You know, it's not fourth. It's not fourth down. I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is the kind of thing. If I'm Sankey, I'm calling them in and just saying, you know, I expect you to be able to add to four.
You know what I think makes officiating gaffes less forgivable than used to be is replay, right? And when I watch the Mississippi State game, and I'm switching games on you here,
sure,
but there is a point. The first thing I thought is, how can you not take that to replay? Because it was such an unusual play. It was a huge play late in the game. Like, we replay for all kinds of stuff, right? And sometimes it gets to the point of absurdity, and then we don't replay for that. Well, I don't know what the rules are on counting downs. If there's not one where you can stop and review that, there certainly should be. And I guess my thing is, when you have an opportunity to correct things sometimes and you don't, it's not the fact that people make mistakes, because that happens all the time. And even, you know, a lot of us, if we live long enough, we're going to make some very elementary ones where we know better, that we don't make all the time. That to me is just part of being a person. But the failure to review stuff is the part that sometimes bugs me, when it just happens all the time on mundane things.
Yeah. I'm surprised. The SEC silence on this is really pretty deafening. Watson, help me with this. Should there not have been an announcement by now?
I would think so. Anytime that's happened in any league I've been in, normally by Wednesday, that kind of stuff goes. And I don't just mean officiating. A kid getting thrown out that they didn't call targeting, that they found later that it was. Anything like that, it's usually done by Wednesday. So I would say, George, there's not going to be anything come from it.
Amazing. Say hello to Chris Lee, by the way.
Hi, Chris Lee.
Hey, Watson.
You doing all right?
I'm doing well. I bet you've got a whole office at home papered with letters from the conference, don't you?
You mean the ones I sit in?
Probably, yes.
Oh, Lord. Let's don't go there.
Right.
A lot of mine were Alabama ones. So
that tended to happen.
I can remember some big-time Alabama ones where we had them on the ropes, and then all of a sudden – oh, me. Don't bring that up. I'm already not in a good mood. It's underdog day, so underdog pick day, and then you got to add that to it. Chris, to me, I'm not sure it's early. We're going to, as it goes, but I'm not sure the SEC top to bottom, and throw out a couple toward the bottom, but isn't as strong as it's been in a while, and might be as strong as anybody, top to bottom. The ACC does not look good to me. The Big 12 does not look great to me, and the Pac-12 doesn't look great. It looks like the Big 10 is pretty deep, but the SEC, this might be as deep as I've seen it in a while.
I agree. I think it's interesting. I think you start at the bottom. Vanderbilt's got a long way to go, and I think South Carolina does too, although I think the Gamecocks are in a much better position than Vanderbilt, and let's also congratulate them for a 2-0 start before running into a buzzsaw last week. But yeah, I mean, you get beyond that, and I've seen some things I like with Tennessee. I don't think the Vols are anywhere near, you know, where they've been in vintage Tennessee in terms of talent, but you've seen some signs of hope. You've seen some good things out of Kentucky and Missouri at times. Mississippi State, I don't know what to think of, but you've seen some good things, and then you go to the top half, and you got to love what Ole Miss has done. And you know, we mentioned some of the elite teams already, and Arkansas has just looked so good so far. I think it is a really interesting league because you've got a little bit of everything. You've got elite strength at the top. You've got a really good middle of really, really good teams. And even the lower end, like you said, I think some of those teams are bowl quality teams that maybe they don't get to it in terms of wins this year, because the league is going to pick each other off as it goes through the schedule. But I'm with you. I think it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure down to about 11, through 11, that the teams aren't capable in that one day of beating up a team better than them. I'm not so sure. I'm not seeing that. Tennessee will get somebody. They're not going to have a great record, Chris, but they're going to get somebody. You just watch. And Kentucky has become dangerous in their times. And Mississippi State's going to be one of those that I wouldn't want to play because you never know. I mean, they just liable to be lights out, and then the next game say, who is that? I mean, Ole Miss impresses me, and with a week off, and then in at Alabama next with a week off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gracious, that's set up perfect for them. And confidence right now, playing much better defense. I mean, they had Tulane, who had lost on last possession, last pass against Oklahoma, and they absolutely had them bombed at the half.
Yeah, I am going to be really fascinated to see Ole Miss against the top half of the West, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I still think we know one team for sure, but I mean the pecking order from there to me, I don't know how you sort it out. But yeah, I mean I think Ole Miss so far has looked good enough to put the fear of God into people. Now, you give teams a couple more weeks to develop cohesiveness, and you know, that Alabama matchup in particular is going to be very interesting to see how they stop things. But I mean, they just put it to Tulane, and I know people are going to say Tulane, but that is not a bad football team that they've got down there. You can ask Oklahoma. They scared the daylights out of the Sooners in week one. And I just think that the way that they are steamrolling people with that offense right now, and the defense, it looks better. We got to wait to pass judgment for sure till the schedule gets tougher. I think that is a fascinating team to watch.
Yeah, and they've got to be confident because they just about beat Alabama last year. And had no defense.
Yeah.
And they just about won the game last year and had Alabama defensively looking just like I saw Saturday against Florida, just wore out and could hardly get off the ground. So I can't wait for that game. I really think, Chris, Mississippi State's going to beat LSU. You may not feel that way, but I do. And if they do, look out in Baton Rouge. There's no telling what might happen.
I would love to tell you I have a strong feeling about that game, but I don't, because I don't know what to make of either of those teams so far. LSU is probably a top five team nationally in terms of talent, but it's not played like it in 2 years now. Once it comes unglued there, it just becomes that much tougher on a coach. And like you said, it's pretty close to being there already. So I don't know what to make of LSU. State, same thing. We can argue that they got hosed on a call last week, and I do think that one should have been overturned on replay for duplicate jersey numbers, but they never got there, and maybe Memphis wins that game anyway. And again, that's not an awful loss. Memphis is a good football team, but I go back to week one where they barely survived. They had to come from, three touchdowns down in the fourth quarter to beat a Louisiana Tech team that's not that great. You get the win against NC State in the middle. That's a good NC State team, which makes it a little more confusing. But I don't know, because I don't know what to make of either of those teams right now. And I think this game will be interesting for that reason.
Chris, guess what the music means?
I think that means it's time for me to go.
It probably is. But I'll leave you with this. Tell your son this. Go Braves.
Absolutely.
Talk to you. Thanks for doing this, as always.
You bet. Thank you.
Chris Lee from Southeastern 14 joining us on the show. When we come back, a topic that Watson Brown has no idea is coming. I can't wait for his response on the Plaster Radio Network.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 431-9102.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Oh, we are going to look back, though, around 3:05. We're going to get into the underdog picks. Won't that be fun? Book it. Watson?
Yes, sir.
You had no idea this was coming.
And I have no idea where you're headed.
I did it this way on purpose.
And no doubt.
As you know, the SEC yesterday released their 2022 football schedule. You probably saw that.
No, I did not.
Okay. So, our alma mater is playing a week zero game August the 27th at Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, this makes it even better. So, a friend of mine called me today and said, why in the world would they be doing that? And I gave two reasons, and I want to see where you go with this. The first being that in week zero, they're probably only two or three games, so you get a huge national spotlight by default.
Very true. A lot of times it's just an FCS game in week zero.
So that is a very good point you made there. There will be a lot of eyes watch that game if it's at a decent hour time.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key.
The second one that I put out there to my friend was, look, who's kidding who? Clark Lee needs players. He needs to have an absolute bonanza of a recruiting year because Derek Mason has left them virtually nothing other than a quarterback. They're not going to play a lick of defense. We know that. They have surprised me. They were better against Stanford offensively, particularly in the first half, pushed Stanford around. That surprised me. But the bottom line is he needs players. I would assume, Watson, that being able to say to a player, and by the way, you're going to go to Hawaii, wouldn't that be a big recruiting deal, or is it? I don't know.
It wouldn't be the over-the-hump thing or anything. But, yeah, I mean, it's always something to throw in the pile to talk to him about. I think one of the reasons he's doing it is he's probably not bowl ready yet by then, and that gives his kids a bowl trip. And that's one thing I would say, that he knew that. If he's the one that did this, if he was part of this or it was already done before he got here.
And I don't know that.
Yeah, we don't
know
that.
That part I don't know.
But that, to me, I've been to a bunch of bowls, and when I took UAB to the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve and stayed over there about 8 days or whatever it was we got to stay, it's the best trip I've ever had, best bowl trip I was ever on. And it's just unbelievable to be on the beach and walk around Honolulu, and all his kids will get to do that. They'll go a day early or so, I promise you, and it might just be that bowl trip if they don't get it at the end to get to six wins. I hadn't looked at the schedule, but that I promise you that's will be a selling point in itself too.
Okay, let me ask this question. Because I've done that same trip. I've been with basketball teams to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Pearl Harbor, Pearl Harbor happened, is right across the street from the football stadium where Vandy and Hawaii will play. So that would be, if anybody was asking me, I'd say, look, you got to take them there. They need to see that.
They will, and we did. We took the bowl took us there, and George, it's one of those things you just never forget after you're there, and you can't explain it till you get on that boat and go over and get onto that. And
pretty emotional.
It immediately gets you as soon as you get off that boat to the other boat. It immediately gets you. And yes, anybody that goes to Honolulu, make sure you take that trip.
So here's the rest of the discussion between me and a buddy of mine earlier today. Hawaii is a difficult deal. I mean, it's a long trip. The teams that come over from the States, from let's say San Francisco or Los Angeles, it's another 4 hours to Honolulu.
Yeah.
So in the scheduling, does Hawaii pay teams, do they pick up a lot of the expenses when that happens?
It's different with each one. I would bet you there's some of that in the Vanderbilt one. If it's a team that's not as good, maybe not. It's negotiable. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
Now, they don't pay conference teams. That's all split because they got to make the same trips back the next
right.
year. But the non-conference games, you get a SEC team to come, I would say there's money involved in that, yes.
That was the other thing that sort of hit me, is trying to think back. I can't remember that Hawaii has ever played an SEC school. Now, I may be dead wrong about that, and I'm doing it totally off of memory. But, Watson, for Hawaii to get an SEC school, that's a big deal for them.
I've seen them play a lot of Big Tens for some reason. They may have, George. I'm with you. I can't put my finger on one right this minute. You know, the Hawaii Bowl itself, very seldom is Hawaii not in that game. And when they're not in it, there's nobody in the stands. And we played Jimmy Chang and how good they were at that point when I went, and it was a packed house. They draw well when it's something to draw to, whether their team's really good, and of course everybody can say that, but or it's a really good opponent. And I think I remember them playing Michigan State in the year that we went during the season, and it was a packed house. So it could be a very good atmosphere for Vanderbilt, especially being first game. And I think they would have a nice crowd. Might not be a complete sellout, but they would have a nice crowd.
So if you had been offered that opportunity when you were at Vandy, week zero, if there was such a thing back then, would you have said yes?
If I'm in my second year and I'm offered that, yes, I would have done it.
Okay, tell me about second year.
Well, you kind of know where you are, and you're just not real good at that point, and it would just be a nice trip for your kids because you're very lucky if you get to six and get to a bowl. So you kind of, it's that thought I said earlier, it's, well, this will give my kids a really nice trip. If we're not good enough yet to get to a bowl, this will give my kids a really nice trip. It is long, but it's, honestly, we played and it was, you stop in San Francisco from Birmingham, it would be Nashville to San Francisco. They won't let you off the plane. It's a charter, of course, and they won't let you off, but they open it up and they refuel and everything. Then you go on over. After the game's over, you fly straight back and you just slept. We slept. We got back on Christmas Day and the plane was sound asleep the whole way back. It's 10 or 11 hour flight.
Sure.
So it's really not as bad a killer, George, as you might think it is.
For the record, I'm going to give you both Vandy and Tennessee's non-conference next year, and then go to the break. Vandy goes to Hawaii, home against Wake Forest, at Northern Illinois. I'll skip that one. I've been there.
What are they going there for?
I don't know. Home against Elon. Tennessee's four are Ball State. My buddy Mike New goes to Knoxville. At Pittsburgh. Akron, which is awful. Yeah. And UT Martin.
Ooh, good schedule, Vols. Very good schedule. Yeah. And
good way to get some W's.
Pitt will be playing with a new quarterback early in the year. So that's a really good schedule. Vanderbilt's isn't bad either now. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. I don't understand going to Northern Illinois. That one, to me, don't make any sense.
Watson, when we come back, stat of the day and the explanation of Dudley Field.
Good. I'm anxious to hear it.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local.
They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Okay, Watson, before we get embarrassed, I have asked Riley Chestnut, very good intern, to do a little research on Dudley Field, because I admit, as a former Vandy announcer and you as a former Vandy football coach, neither one of us really knew. Here goes.
Well, William Laughlin Dudley was a chemistry professor here at Vanderbilt back in the 1890s, who was instrumental in organizing Vanderbilt's first ever football game in 1890. He founded and was president of the Vanderbilt Athletic Association. He was president of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association, which was the predecessor to the SEC that Vanderbilt dominated in under Dan McGugin for a number of years. And he is considered the father of Vanderbilt football and the father of Southern football, Dudley Field being the first dedicated Southern college football stadium ever built.
You got that, Watson?
Pretty neat.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
We need to get this stadium named after some guy with a lot of money. What do you think? Can we get that done?
You know, I think it's Greg Pogue.
Pokey?
Yeah, I'm packing like a mining mule over here. He actually was also dean of medical school. But there, the 1922 Dudley Field seated 20,000, and as he mentioned, the largest in the country dedicated to football. But there was the original Dudley Field was started in 1892, 20 years prior. And that was the one he was talking about that started it. So there was actually two Dudley Fields.
Watson, what was that like back then?
All of that for that. I wish I didn't even turn my microphone on.
Are you having fun today, George?
I'm in a good mood.
Why is it when you're in a good mood, you just take shots at me?
Oh, come on. Let's get to stat of the day. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so since 1990, when the modern NFL playoff format was adopted up until this year with the 17-team regular season, there have been 30 teams that started 0-2 that made the playoffs, but only three of them have gone on to win the Super Bowl. Who are those three teams?
Watson?
They put them on TV the other day, and I've already forgot it. It was on television.
Okay.
They brought this up.
Because I read Ray's lips. Are the New York Giants one of them?
07 Giants.
07 Giants. Okay, that was a good one.
You should know. They put them up there. Listed them.
Oh, wait a minute. Dallas Cowboys?
93.
Yeah, because Emmett was a holdout. I don't know the third.
The 2001 New England Patriots that started with Drew Bledsoe and then got Tom Brady.
Oh, wow.
My gracious. I didn't know they started 0-2.
Pogie, be honest. Did you know those?
No, but and like Watson, if I'd have seen them on TV, I wouldn't have remembered either.
Right.
Well, thank you for saying that, Pogie, because at least I was honest about it.
Okay, hour number one is done. Guess what's coming? Underdog picks. Book it.
WPDQ Transparo. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A new urgency to get people vaccinated for COVID as the nation heads into fall. The FDA could authorize Pfizer's request for a COVID booster. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy urged people to get their shots, saying COVID is here to stay.
Unless my medical colleagues disagree with me, this thing's going to be with us, perhaps for the rest of our lives. And I personally think of this as a flu, bad flu season reality, perhaps at a minimum.
On Capitol Hill, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified for a second day, facing more questions about the influx of migrants at the Texas border town of Del Rio. Mayorkas says they are investigating photos that appear to show border agents on horseback using reins on migrants. President Biden meeting with congressional leaders today, getting an update on infrastructure. This is ABC News.
At CDW, we get the path of progress is complicated, but CDW Amplified Services experts can collaborate with you, develop roadmaps, handle deployment, and manage your environment so you can achieve your goals faster than you thought possible. From implementing advanced cybersecurity techniques to optimizing your multi-cloud environment, we'll help you design, orchestrate, and manage the solutions your organization needs so we reach the finish line together. But you get all the glory. CDW Amplified Services. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/services.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
We welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. Pogi, sometimes what people don't get to see behind the scenes in a sports talk show is better than the stuff we put out on the air.
Yeah, and I'm going to just tell everybody what you've been doing the last 5 minutes with me since... It's just, you know, it's sad, really. First, let me say hello to Terry. Terry, glad you're doing better, buddy. Well, maybe not.
Go, Terry.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Terry. Well, okay. He was, that was his Marcel Marceau imitation. Hey, Terry, good to see you, buddy, or hear you.
Thanks.
Yep. Watson, you as well.
Pokes, good to talk to you, my man.
You know, I'm picking first today.
Well, good for you.
And, you know, and
congratulations.
And the commissioner's picking first, and then Plaster is picking second. Watson, Terry, he spent the last 10 minutes trying to get me to tell him who my first pick is going to be. And he's even like, I've written down who I think you're going to pick. And I go, well, okay, show me who you're going to pick, and I'll tell you if it's who I'm going to pick, okay? Because you're not going to change my mind. So what is wrong with you?
You don't know that.
See, that plan, I mean,
might put a seed of doubt in your mind on something. Because, you know, I am 2-1 on the year. I haven't exactly been chopped liver.
No, but over there, I mean, it's...
They've been a little bitty.
The commissioner is frowning upon this. And I do believe the fellow combatants would agree, right? Watson, Terry, I mean, what the hell's he doing?
Well, first of all, you can take this third-person crap and stick it in the trash can. What is all this third-person stuff?
The commissioner will stick it wherever he wants to, okay, and win.
Commissioner seems a little embittered, Terry.
He does. He seems a little bit cocky.
But he spent 10 minutes trying to get me to tell him who I was going to pick. That way he could... find out who he was going to pick.
I would be very upset about it, Pogi, if it was anybody but George.
But we're not, no one, I mean, this surprises no one, right?
It don't surprise you, and ain't nobody going to listen to what he says anyway. So, I mean.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just not going to listen to you. You can just sit there and book it all you want. They ain't gonna listen to you.
Well, Watson,
maybe I need to, but yeah, I don't listen.
I mean, this is coming from a
this
guy
is
that's
calling the kettle
for
black.
Fall, oh for summer.
You talking about me?
Yeah. Oh for the decade.
I'm oh for September. Let's don't go past that.
So, are we close to any level of review?
Or? Yeah, let's do that.
Shall we?
George. Went first last week, and Watson, you went second, but did you spend any time trying to find out how who Plaster's first pick was? No. But
I told him ahead of time.
Well, but I didn't even pick.
Yeah.
Ray picked for me. So you can't put me in the middle of that one.
Well, all right. The director, because he did 1 year of solitude in Memphis and got fired, he goes.
I didn't get fired.
Did he get fired? Well, no. I just assumed that's when you leave places, get fired.
I have admitted to certain places where I have been terminated.
Okay.
And I will say this about termination. Uh-huh. Normally it happens on a Friday.
Okay.
Okay, now Watson, yours was not on Friday.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you know
my
what?
Termination was a Friday. That's why I started laughing.
Now nobody thinks about it.
Nobody knew it until Saturday or Sunday.
It's that late news. It's that Friday news dump, right?
Yeah.
I got fired one time playing golf at Hillwood Country Club.
Was that just because how bad you are?
No, I was invited to play. Uh-huh. And anyway, I won't go through
that. Let's please. Yeah. But anyway.
We haven't got that much
time. The director takes the Memphis Tigers plus 3.5 at home against Mississippi State. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. 31-29 win for your Memphis Tigers. So you get the 3.5 points.
Well, first of all, you've downplayed the significance. Okay? It was a book it.
And a gift to the people, as I remember as well.
So there was a real confidence level on my end.
Yeah. Was it when the two players with the number 4 on the same field at the same time? Is that what set it across?
There was some cheating that went on. Truthfully, it should never have gotten to that. Mississippi State dominated that game for most of it. But not at the end, not when it mattered. It's a good win for Memphis.
And a good win for the director, getting the 3.5 points. Watson Brown, by proxy, the pick was in from Ray Dosky proxy. What? Anyway, Auburn plus 5.5.
What were you trying to say? I'd like you
proxy
to clean that
and
up.
Dosky.
Okay.
Sort of rhymes.
Yeah.
Auburn, they don't all hit. Auburn plus 5.5 at Penn State. Where's my over there? There it is.
Okay, hold on a second, because I think we need to get some things out on the table here. Watson, how do you feel about how Ray did for you?
In my situation at that point, I really didn't care.
Okay, and that's...
Is that fair?
Yep.
Well, you gave him... Like 4 different options.
Yeah, I gave him some different options.
Do you remember what they were?
Heavens, no. I do not.
Well, let me, just thinking out loud, if you're the second pick, you'd only really have to give him 2 options, right?
He gave several. In fact, I'm about to pull up what those options were to see if they were any good, to see how Watson would have done with any of them, and also if there's a way to, you know.
So you pulling that up on your phone.
It may take a while.
Yeah. What time's the next show start? 4?
Here are the ones that Watson gave Ray to choose from. Arizona State BYU. Okay. That's the one Ray should have gone with, but he didn't. He was given, obviously.
Well, that's hindsight.
Well, yeah, but hold on. He was given Auburn Penn State, which he chose, and that's getting him ripped here.
By you?
Well, a little bit. North Carolina. Oh, UNC. Okay, Charlotte. Who'd Charlotte play, Watson? Georgia State?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was Georgia State.
Okay. Who won that?
Georgia State won.
They were the dog?
I don't remember which one was the dog.
And then this one, which drew millions, North Texas UAB. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry I wasted the time there.
Yeah, so Watson, the proxy doxy, was 5.5 with Penn State. Then Terry McCormick, the leader, Went with Florida State plus 5 at Wake Forest, and the Demon Deacons smoked the Seminoles 35-14, so that did not count. Terry, would you like to explain yourself?
Yo,
are we
come
on
in.
A delay with Terry?
What in the world? He left us.
He ran down the store to get some Cheetos. I don't know.
What is that all about? That's impermissible.
Maybe he just got tired of
that. That's a major violation.
Hey, I'm the one who doles out the major violations. Well, the commissioner does. Yes. Yes.
Excuse me.
Where is Terry? You going to try to hook up with him again? All right. Wow. And then the director, commissioner goes last, and I'm very surprised that my number one pick was still on the board. That would be Michigan State plus 6 at Miami, and they win 38-17 outright.
It was a great pick. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is Terry back?
All right. Oh, well, thank goodness. Terry, where did you go?
I have no idea. I was sitting here listening, trying to talk, and you guys couldn't hear me. It was the craziest thing.
Are you sure that's what happened?
Yes, I'm absolutely certain that's what happened.
You didn't go grab some Cheetos?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Well, I think you need to ask Terry question.
Well, yeah, I just want to explain. Well, he knows the question. He just was he's actually answered it, and nobody heard it. Florida State plus 5 at Wake Forest. Wake Forest just manhandles Florida State. Florida State 0-3, by the way.
Mike Norvell's getting fired at the end of the year. I mean, he's making the Willie Taggart era look like the golden days.
You know, and how close he was to beating Notre Dame, you know?
Oh, I know.
Watson, do you believe he's getting fired at the end of the year? I don't.
If this keeps up losing the way they and the way they're losing, yes.
Florida State got that kind of money to buy that out?
Yes.
All right.
Ooh.
Then who's next? Dion?
Oh, nice.
That's what they're saying on all the internet stuff is. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it must be true.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's on the internet.
Yeah. So, an accounting by the commissioner. Through 3 weeks, Terry McCormick, 2-1, is the leader at 12.5 points. The commissioner at 2-1 in second place at 10.5 points. The director, Mr. Plaz, at 2-1 with 6.5 points. He had a couple little short putts that he made. And then Watson Brown bringing up the rear, 0-3 and the goose egg.
Just keep me around, boys. Just keep me around.
You know, Watson,
need a whipping post.
What you are in this competition right now is Daniel Simpson Day. Do you know who that is?
Have no clue. Why don't you tell me?
In Animal House, Daniel Simpson Day had no grade point average. All courses were incomplete.
That's me.
What was the guy's name? The principal, the Dean Wormer.
Dean Wormer, yeah.
Dean Wormer basically said 0.0.
I thought that was Blutarsky that he did that.
Yeah, that's Blutarsky.
Look, don't let facts get
in the way of your good story over there. My gosh.
So do we have an order to
this? Yes, week 4. The commissioner first, the director Plaster second, Watson third, and Terry McCormick, the leader, is last.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can we go ahead and hear the open?
The 2021 edition of the Underdog Picks is brought to you by Sir Speedy of Music City, the official sign provider of WNSR Radio. By A&R Roofing, where the pick always covers your roofing, siding, and gutter needs. And by Wilson Bank and Trust, providing an assortment of financial solutions and friendly professional service. And now, here's your esteemed commissioner,
pogu.
Mostly steamed. Anyway, thanks for getting that in, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm tired of this third-person stuff of yours.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I've never heard you go third person by calling yourself the director. Now have I?
Ooh. Ooh. Well, now. Touché. Okay, turn the music up. Yeah. Let's get to the break. When we come back, I'm going to pick another winner. I don't know about everybody else, but I feel really good that I've got something brewing that's going to be in the left-hand column. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Julius's Tree Climbing Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Julius's Tree Climbing Services, serving the area with quality tree service, removal, and pruning, offering military and senior discounts with payment plans also available. Call 615-920-4842. That's 615-920-4842. Julius's Tree Climbing Services, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Oh, yeah, it's the moment either a bunch of you have waited for or none of you have waited for. We reveal underdog picks. Commissioner?
You know, well, thank you, Plaz. You know, we started this off by me bringing up what he had spent the last 10 or 15 minutes before the show or before our segment started, all of that nonsense. He's gooning from ear to ear in here. During the break, Terry and Watson, him and producer Ray leave the studio.
Private meeting.
To concoct something up.
None of your damn business.
What?
Wow. Clandestine things going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I pick your pick. Oh, I really do. I really do.
I will be royally pissed.
All right. Let's get going. Week 4 picks. The commissioner is on the clock. Wind and Fire, September, on the first day of autumn, by the way. So, I really hope. I've been chopping wood it away from Terry. Terry started out fast. I just think I'm going to go ahead and put my foot out there and have you guys in my rearview mirror from here on out. So, there were several, obviously, going first, but I am going to take, at home, Utah State +9 against Boise State. Utah State, I'm a believer. I'm a big believer in Blake Anderson, the new coach there. They're 3-0 straight up. They're 3-0 against the spread. They've won at Washington. They won at Air Force. I've not been impressed with Boise State, 1-2. They haven't lost that many games this early in the year in about, 15 years. This is a 10 a.m. local time start as well. So I think the home team has an advantage even more so there. So I'm going for the big one. Utah State +9 against Boise State.
Anybody else have that one on their list?
It was not on mine, but I have not been too up to tune on Utah State football lately. So who knows? Pogey may be onto something.
Game's on national TV, by the way.
And Blake Anderson is, I don't know if your paths ever crossed with him, Watson, but I've just been impressed with him all the way through.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I had that game. I had that game on my list. Okay. I agree with you. That was one of mine.
And I like the number 9, too.
That's very high to me. That's real high. I would have thought 4, something like that, because Utah State's at home and undefeated.
Well,
so that's a high number to me.
Let's just see what the director has up his sleeve, because he is on the clock.
I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer.
Who could it be?
Believe it or not, it's just me.
Oh, yeah. Watson?
Sir.
This is another book it.
A book it, okay.
Yes.
Good.
Because the team that is going to lose is overrated. They have quarterback issues. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to call the Hogs Pig Suey, Arkansas.
You're awful proud of that, aren't you?
Well, let me say this, folks. There's some family stuff here. My dad grew up in Little Rock. His brother, who is still alive, lives in Little Rock. So I grew up with a little bit of knowledge of Arkansas football. I guess I'm doing this for my dad and my Uncle George. I'm calling the Hogs, and I think they're going to win. Watson, I think A&M's overrated.
I don't know if they're overrated. I'm not sure Arkansas isn't underrated. I'm a big Kendall Briles. Of course, Art Briles has been a very good friend of mine for a long time, way back. And I'm a Kendall Briles fan, who's the offensive coordinator at Arkansas. He's always been good in those big games. So I'm like Texas. I thought he did one heck of a job in that game. So.
Well, and Sam Pittman is sort of giving him the keys to the car with that offense,
man,
too.
He sure has.
And
smartly.
Yeah. The game is at Jerry World, by the way. It's on a neutral site. I didn't know.
Yes.
So you wrote down what you thought my first pick was going to be. We'll get to that later. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you made such a – you're a drama queen sometimes, I tell you.
Well, excuse me for having a little fun. I thought playing the Arkansas fight song was a nice touch.
I thought you were really going to call the Hogs. That's what disappointed me.
I'm not calling the Hogs.
All right. From the plateau, Coach Watson Brown is on the clock. Well, Watson, were you kicked out after the 0-3 start? What?
If I don't get this one right, I think I'm out of cookbooks. So, I mean, there's some pressure on me here, you know? I mean, this is such a big deal. The whole town is saying, what is wrong with you, boy? Can't you get one right? So, a lot of heat on me.
But there's a lot of meat on the bone, Watson.
If we don't get this one right, there will be changes next week. That's all I'm going to say.
Brenda?
There will be changes next week. We're not going
to. Well, didn't last
year. It's called a tease, George. You've been in the business for a real long time.
Right.
Didn't you hire consultants last year?
No. I fully take full responsibility for last year. I caught a lot of grief from a consultant. It's called Brenda.
Wow.
She says, wow, you picked that when I'm sitting there and the game was already 25-0 in the first quarter. So,
Watson, there's some good meat on the bone. I expect you to get a win.
I'm taking Baylor to upset Iowa State at home.
You really believe in that one?
No, I'm just doing it, George. Just so I can lose again to listen to you stay on me.
No, so, I mean,
what do you want me to say?
No, what I'm getting at is,
what are you getting at?
Are you that down on Iowa State?
No, I'm not down on Iowa State. Baylor's 3-0. They're playing at home.
Who've they beaten?
Well, do I have to? Is it all of a sudden only one that when somebody says it, you get on them and explain
Baylor? All right, here you go.
I'm asking.
Baylor has 29-20 win at Texas State, 66-7 over Texas Southern, and they beat Kansas 45-7 on the road. So, frick, frack, and frick.
Okay. It's just a fair
question. There you go. But I do like the home dog at 7.
Okay.
Man, I don't know that I remember the director being so – it's almost rude what he just did. Rude?
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Oh, I get it.
That's part of what
he
makes
this – He is one hell of a front.
No, I think you're getting it. You're way too personal today.
The question is, will I unload on the sick, the lame, Terry?
You probably will.
Yeah, it's fair game here. So Watson goes with the Baylor Bears, the home dog, getting 7 from Iowa State. The leader of this mess, Terry McCormick, is on the clock.
What do you think of his musical selection?
I don't. There has to be a message, Terry. Please explain.
That was then. This is now. Talking about how I'm feeling much better.
Okay.
So there we go. Actually, down. You know, when you pick last, you have to have lots of options, and two of the options that I initially had out there are still alive here. I'm going to take Notre Dame, I believe it's 6-point underdog against Wisconsin. Got Jack Cohn going back to Wisconsin. He's familiar with the Badgers. I think he gets it done.
This is a week, again, where the fourth pick that's available is much better than most times. This is a good time to have picked dead last.
Actually, you are getting a hook with that, too. So, Terry, you are getting 6.5 with the Badgers.
And you're using what formula for that?
I've explained this on several occasions, and
but
will do that again.
Listeners come and go.
VegasInsider.com. Go to click on college football, click Vegas odds. It will give you the opening line. It will give you about 8 different books and the current number on each one of them. Of course, FanDuel is on there. And then the Vegas Insider consensus of all of those top 8 books in Vegas is the number we're using. And so it's Wisconsin plus 6.5. That game's actually in Chicago, by the way.
Neutral site, Soldier Field. Okay, so let's ask.
That Wisconsin is favored. Notre Dame's the underdog.
Yeah, Notre Dame is getting 6.5, yes.
Little slip up there?
Yeah. You've got me flustered.
Did anybody think about NC State?
No, but I thought about Texas Tech because the whole Big 12 hates Texas, and it's a personal vendetta against them this year.
Okay.
What about Stanford getting 4 at home from UCLA? They just lost to Fresno.
How cruel would it have been if I'd gone against Memphis this week with Texas San Antonio?
Well, San Antonio's good.
Yeah, they went up to who was it? Illinois.
Yeah, and they beat Middle pretty good this past Saturday.
I would not be shocked if Texas San Antonio pulls that off against Memphis.
South Carolina plus 5 at home against Kentucky.
Thought about it?
Not a believer in the Gamecocks yet.
Shaky offense.
I'll give you another one. Kansas State plus 6 at Oklahoma State. Both teams are 3-0. Oklahoma State pulled one out of the you-know-what to beat Boise.
What did they pull it out of?
The yin-yang.
Really?
The nether region.
Watson, you're being awfully quiet.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. I think I had that down. I think that's a good pick by Terry. I think that's a good pick. It's Chicago will be, that's huge, Notre Dame area. Huge.
Yeah,
that's
but a, Wisconsin will travel.
That's a home game. Yeah. Wisconsin travels, but believe me, if there's tickets around, the Notre Dame people found them in Chicago.
Did anybody think about Pogge's alma mater, Western Kentucky?
I've had them down as my fourth pick.
Indiana's smarting right now, obviously Cincinnati, you know, but they've lost to 2 very good football teams, Iowa on the road and Cincinnati at home, 2 top 10 teams.
And Western had a week off. I had that one down. I just didn't take it, but I did have that one down.
Yeah, Western is getting 9 at home. Mm-hmm.
Pogge, do you know what the music means?
That means I need to recap quickly. The commissioner, Utah State plus 9. Plaster, the director, Arkansas State plus 5.5.
No, not hardly.
Arkansas plus 5.5. Watson, Baylor plus 7. McCormick, Notre Dame plus 6.5.
And what was Utah State?
Plus 9. Okay. Are you going to show me what you thought I was going to pick?
I thought you were taking Notre Dame.
Oh, you thought I was taking Notre Dame?
Yeah, I did.
I had that down.
Yeah. Okay, Pogi, great job as commissioner.
Well, thank you, Director.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
it. About time you got it right. Mm-hmm. You're getting there. You're starting to get a rhythm.
Well, you know, after being publicly defrocked last year, it's going to take a while to get back into it.
Listen, you figure out by next week what that word means. We're going to the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Here we go. Got one line open. I want somebody to jump in and hit it at 615-844-5600. Here we go. Spencer in Columbia, listening on WKOM, fire away.
How are you guys doing? I want to talk to you about the picks you guys had made earlier. I'm questioning the Utah State over Boise. I don't get it. I know. I mean, 9, 9.5 is a lot of points. I get it. But it's college. We know it's going to be high scoring. I don't see what Utah State has that they can really keep up with Boise. That's just me.
Well, let's not act like Boise's been the 27 Yankees. Watson, I don't know what's going on there, but it seems like they have dropped a notch in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Maybe. I don't know. That was a tough loss they had at Central Florida. I thought they played really well and honestly could have won that game. And I had it on there, Spencer, but I wouldn't have picked it. Boise, it's an early game. Utah State hadn't beaten Boise there in a whole long time. So, I mean, it's like 5-30 or something. I mean, it's an unbelievable stat. And Boise practices every morning at 9 o'clock. So that early rise is not going to bother them. So I had it on a list of about 6, but I would not have picked that game.
Yeah, I have to agree. I know, like you said, Georgie, yeah, Boise hasn't been right. They haven't been a powerhouse, but I'm not sure that they, they still got some pieces. I don't know. Utah State, I think once they got Jordan Love, everybody started looking at their program thinking they could now pull something out of a hat. I don't see it.
Well, none of us are rooting for Utah State, let's be honest. This is a difficult competition. Pogey's already off to a good start. We don't need him adding 9. That would be devastating.
Now, see, Spencer, that's not the way I feel. I don't root against any of these guys. That is absolutely not the way I feel. So that's our director saying that. Don't put that one on me.
Yeah, it's me being.
I am rooting for Pogey to get.
It's me being a competitor.
Good okay. for you. I'm being serious. I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I don't sit and pull against everybody, watch TV, and say, God, I hope they get beat.
Well, I tell you what. If Baylor wins, I will call and congratulate you.
I really don't need that, but that's okay if you want to do it.
Spencer, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so Spencer's not wild about Utah State. Frankly, I'm not either, and I hope Pogey's listening to this. Go Boise. Wendell in Mount Juliet, welcome.
It's time again for the haves versus the have-nots.
Let's hear it.
The past couple of years we were blessed, they were all on one weekend. So they're over 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend. You want me to do 1 weekend at a time and call back next week?
Absolutely. Let's hear what you got for this weekend.
This week. You got Georgia versus Vandy. Vandy's Ooh. Not going to win that game.
You think? Well, Vegas certainly doesn't think so at 34.5.
Yeah. LSU at Mississippi State. What's the line there?
2.5. So who's the have-not?
I'd say Mississippi State is traditionally the have-not.
If that had been more points, I would have taken that, Wendell. That bunch gets so pumped my years at Starkville. That's a big game in Starkville. Those fans love playing LSU, man. It's a different level with them in Alabama when they come to town, not counting Ole Miss, of course. But
That one is a toss-up for me.
Yeah, I think
I didn't think
State
LSU
wins.
Would let Mississippi by on them 2 years in a row. So yeah. I went with LSU.
I can see that.
What else you got on the list?
A&M at Arkansas. Barry Odom has this group called Bumper Pool and the Pool Sharks. And A&M doesn't have a quarterback. Something else is A&M did not have one player listed on the 3 teams first, second, and third string of the SEC media days, all SEC teams on defense. So
it's time to call the Hogs.
I think the Hogs are going to get this one. I think the have-not, because there's always one upset, and I think the have-not that's going to win this weekend is going to be the Hogs.
Love it.
I that was my first pick, and I think that – I don't know that why A&M is above them after losing their quarterback, to be very honest. I'm not sure I wouldn't have picked Arkansas to win this game. So I'm with you, Wendell. I think that was by far my number one pick.
Tennessee at Florida, the Vols just don't have it this year.
Is that the last of the haves, have-nots?
No, we've got Kentucky at South Carolina. And, you know, Tennessee used to be with the haves. Now Kentucky is with the haves. And Tennessee and South Carolina are with the have-nots. So Kentucky's going to beat the Gamecocks in Columbia.
Call back next week. Let's talk about it.
All right. Well, compare notes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wendell.
Thank you.
Go Hogs. Tony in Nolensville, you are up next.
George, I'm on. I've got my picks, and I like Arkansas. I like Notre Dame. And I do like Florida. That's my three picks this week. That's the Tony Thumpers.
And the Thumpers have been thumping it pretty good.
Well, thank you. I've done pretty good so far. George, you were talking about the schedules for next year. Did you know, and I looked at this closely, Florida and Auburn next year only leave their state. They only go to two different states next year altogether. Matter of fact, Auburn stays in their state pretty much the whole year, except they make one trip to, they go to Mississippi to play both schools there, and they go to Georgia. Other than that, though, their other 10 games are in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And I thought that was rather amazing. George, also, Conor McGregor, he needs to continue throwing punches and not first pitches. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
You think that's the first time he's ever thrown a baseball?
I think it was probably the first time he ever put anything that size of a small ball in his hand.
Okay, tell people where it was.
It was about 20 feet outside behind the right-handed batter's box.
No, I mean what stadium?
Where he was at last night? I forgot where it was at. Wait a minute, it was the Cubs, Wrigley Field.
He did Wrigley. The only worst one was the Cincinnati mayor.
Oh, that was horrible. And Dr. Fauci threw one bad, too. Well, so, George, one last thing. This is the power of radio. I don't know if y'all have seen this story. Watson, do you know the Portland State coach, Bruce Barnum?
No, I do not, Tony.
Well, he went on the airways last week, George, and said anybody that he wants to get fans back in the stand at Portland State. And he said anybody that buys a ticket and ends up at, I believe it was called the Barney Beer Tavern, he'd buy them all a free beer. Well, the power of radio and social media, he thought he was going to be spending, and he said he'd do this each game for the rest of the year.
Oh, no.
Well, he ended up, he thought his bill was going to be about maybe $1,500 to $2,000 for the year. His bill last week was almost $15,000.
I love it. Hey, Tony, when the music starts playing, means I got to run.
You got to go, buddy.
That is great stuff.
See ya.
Oh, Watson.
Oh,
that's not good.
God bless him.
Oh. Okay. We're going to the break. Final countdown is coming up, and it will include Dr. Detroit on the Plaster Radio Network.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef.
The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, "How are your bowels, son? Are you eating something?" He'd go, "Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels." Oh, it's not that funny. Come on.
Yeah. We didn't expect to be talking about Paul's bowels this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, the final countdown. I'll make my part of this quick. The final installment of the Ken Burns special on Muhammad Ali is tonight. Part four gets into his upset victory over George Foreman in Zaire. As a boxing fan, I have loved this thing. Man, it is terrific. If you haven't watched any of it, it's on PBS, as in P as in plaster. PBS locally is Channel 8, and if you have Comcast High Def, Channel 1008. 7 o'clock tonight, 7 until 9. Dr. Detroit, you got a couple of minutes. Go.
God bless you. I will tell you more tomorrow about an ultimate trip to the Motor City, George, but right now I need Coach Watson's Brown fully divided attention. Please, Coach, here I go.
Go for it.
You are, You're a brand new coach. You say you're Dan Campbell. You're up on Green Bay at the first half. Well, that's pretty much mission accomplished, but that don't win you the game the first half. And I'll end on this. The third quarter with 6 minutes left, you're driving. You're within the 40 of Green Bay's, and you go for it on fourth and one. Let me tell you, you could have it no guts, no glory, Coach, but I would never put you or anybody involved taking over the Lions football team. But if you were Coach Dan Campbell, would you have made that call? And I'll probably, listen.
Probably not that early, because they weren't just knocking them down running the ball either. Probably not. It's easy to say. It's easy to second guess. Those are just tough calls, because if you get it, it's a major momentum switch for you. But 40-yard line now, that's tough. So I probably wouldn't at that point in the game.
It's amazing how much the philosophies have changed. You see virtually nobody not go for it in these fourth and one kind of deals. Man, has it changed.
Dr. Tort gone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see it happen a lot more. People are a lot more aggressive. There's a lot more four down stuff now. I think the reason for that is the scores are higher. You used to win 17-14. Now you're winning 35-32, something like that. And I think it's just easier in one possession because there's so many points in the game now.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going back up to St. Louis. My buddy Kyle Harris with some new information on the Rams lawsuit involving the city of St. Louis. Right now, St. Louis is a prohibitive favorite. I don't think it ever goes to trial. And then, in hour number two, a lot of discussion of your Tennessee Titans. Suddenly, our feelings about them have changed dramatically. You can kind of feel it around the city. A little bit of buzz in the air all of a sudden. Thanks for being with us. This is the Plaster Radio Network.